Good morning. High pressure is building in temporarily across interior New York and New England. That's continuing our drying trend that most of us had through the weekend outside of those lake effect snow showers and squalls. Still, though, with a slight northwest breeze lifting moisture off of the lakes, we'll have some cloudy periods, otherwise in and out sunshine. And in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, even periods of mostly sunny skies, which will carry temperatures into the lower to mid-30s, while elsewhere, readings will stay in the mid to upper 20s for afternoon highs. A dry night tonight with partly cloudy skies, most locations back into the teens with some single digits across the higher terrain, and a dry start tomorrow morning as that high pressure center hangs on. At this point, we'll track an Alberta Clipper through the Midwest and Great Lakes. Clouds will be on the increase during the day tomorrow. And by sunset, some light snow will break out through central New York. Into the evening hours, the snow will expand to the east and encompass all of eastern New York and New England overnight Tuesday night and into the first few hours on Wednesday morning. The latest computer model guidance suggests that most locations will pick up a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow out of this clipper, with perhaps some higher amounts across the higher terrain. As we get into the day on Wednesday, it looks like things will wind down as a few snow showers, with temperatures climbing back to the mid-30s. Additional shots of colder air will move in and through the region as we hit the latter portion of the week and the first weekend of February, with temperatures on Thursday staying in the middle and upper 20s under a mix of sun and clouds and a northwest breeze, and back to the lower and mid-20s on Friday. A bit blustery and cold to round out the work week and open up the weekend with highs in the mid-20s on Saturday before the next system approaches with increasing clouds on Sunday and another chance of light snow before the day is through. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories will be allowed to expire as a disturbance pushes off the mid-Atlantic coast today. Still, parts of the Appalachian Mountains and closer to the coast from the nation's capital to Atlantic City have picked up a couple of inches of new snow. Meanwhile, another developing low over the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley will move into the Great Lakes today. This system will produce light to moderate amounts of snow for parts of the upper Midwest that will expand into parts of the upper Great Lakes by tonight. Winter weather advisories have been issued. Behind this system, wind advisories and high wind warnings are out for the Dakotas, where winds could gust as high as 65 miles per hour today. At Mount Washington this morning, snow showers, freezing fog, and blowing snow, 2 below 0 with 0 miles visibility. The wind speed is out of the west at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 30 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 15, 68% relative humidity, a west wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.75 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 22 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with snow showers or flurries in the mid-30s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a few flurries and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 33, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snowflakes, 2.9 inches of snow for the month of January, which is now 14 inches below normal, and 17.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 16.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 32 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month now 973. That's 261 heating degree days below normal, and 3,196 for the season, which is now 573 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 2013, and the record low 12 below zero in 1965. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:06 p.m., 9 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today, a few flurries or scattered snow showers with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with a few flurries or scattered snow showers and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of light snow by evening in the upper 20s. More light snow Tuesday night and first thing Wednesday morning. A few snow showers Wednesday afternoon in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cold on Thursday and Friday, mid to upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s Saturday. And increasing clouds with a chance of light snow by the end of the day on Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.